Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God.
Hello, my name is Rachel, and I am reading today Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 17. When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that he was at home. So many gathered around that there was no longer room for them, not even in front of the door, and he was speaking the word to them. Then some people came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. And when they could not bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him, and after having dug through it, they let down the mat on which the paralytic lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there questioning in their hearts, "Why does this fellow speak in this way? It's blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" At once, Jesus perceived in his spirit that they were discussing these questions among themselves, and he said to them, "Why do you raise such questions in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Stand up, take up your mat, and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he looked to the paralytic and said, "I say to you, stand, take up your mat, and go to your home." And he stood up immediately and took the mat and went out before all of them, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." Jesus went out again beside the sea. The whole crowd gathered around him, and he taught them. As he was walking along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax collection station, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. As he sat at dinner in Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were also sitting there with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. When the scribes of the Pharisees saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, he said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard this, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but to call the sinners." Thank you for the word of the Lord. So today, as we're thinking about these stories of healing and of Jesus being for the people who are sick, we think about the way that we sometimes want to focus on our own self-sufficiency, on our own ability to make it through the day, on our own righteousness, but that's not the message of God. The message of God is that we all sometimes need to be carried. We all need people who will break through for us. I find it so interesting in this story how when Jesus tells the paralytic that he is healed, he says, "Take up your mat and go home." I'm wondering, what does he need the mat for? Is it now a souvenir? It'd be like when you go to the doctor's office and you finally get your cast off and they say, "Please bring that cast home with you." You don't want that overripe shell back in your car. But I think about the idea of we need reminders that have all the things that God has done for us. Presumably that paralytic's life would never be the same again as when he heard the forgiveness of Jesus and stood on his own two feet. He was carried in at the beginning of the story, but at the end, he now carries out the mat and carries on. Let's pray. Lord of forgiveness, you heal the paralytic by forgiving his sins. Forgive us, heal us, and teach us to walk in your ways. Amen.